Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Christy Pierce Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team, three-time gold medalist, two-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. I'm mom to two teenage girls, and quality time together is prime time. We love to cook, and I have an obsession, a healthy one, of course, with cooking utensils. Where do I turn? Amazon Prime, to get them fast. And when they arrive, where do I turn? To Prime, to stream the best cooking shows. And then, for dessert, what do? The Rampone team streams. Each of us gets to be the captain and pick the show. Right now, we're all over British TV, part of a Prime subscription. I think a trip to the UK is in the future, and of course, we'll get all we need for that trip. From workout clothes to raincoats, from plaids to luggage, from travel guides to umbrellas, from streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's amazon.com/prime.
What's that sound? That's the sound of Downy Unstoppable scent beads going into your washing machine and giving your clothes freshness that lasts all day long. There it is again. It's like music to your ears, or more like music to your nose. That freshness is irresistible. Let's get a Downy Unstoppable bottle shake. And now a sniff solo. Nice. Get six times longer lasting freshness plus odor protection with Downy Unstoppables in wash scent beads.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm happy to be coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey's in New York City. And damn, oh damn. Man, Hickey, we've already had a busy show, man. What the hell's going on?
First hour flying by, huh? Went by too fast.
And that what they say, time flies when you're having fun?
That it does.
Well, we talked about injuries, so where's the fun in that?
Well, that's also true. Yeah, not very fun, especially if you're a Vikings fan.
Aaron Rodgers is back, says his Achilles is fine. You talk about the Vikings, J.J. McCarthy dealing with his busted up meniscus. You don't know what happens there. And then, you know, we got more to do. In a few seconds, I'm going to tell you about Brandon Ayuk. Man doesn't know whether or not he wants to go or stay or leave or be traded or get a new contract. Does he want it from the Steelers? Does he want it from the Niners? He has no idea. So we'll talk about that momentarily. Mr. First Hour of the show, you already missed a lot. Thank you so much to our first guest. Andrew Kramer joined us from the Star Tribune. Talked to us about J.J. McCarthy. We heard from Aaron Rodgers, got the update on his Achilles. And as we continue on, more updates. We got an update on Jim Harbaugh. Is he really going back to Michigan to serve as an honorary captain to open up the season? It appears not. A matter of fact, to talk about his current team with the Chargers, Fernando Ramirez is going to join us next hour to talk about the Chargers and Harbaugh and Herbert and what we can expect from another team that, quite frankly, is it a rebuild when you bring in a new coach? I guess it is. And Justin Herbert's still walking around with his foot in a boot. Anyway, there's another quarterback. He wants a job. His name is Colin Kaepernick. Yeah, he still wants a gig. It's not like he's telling a lie. He told the truth about what he would like. I'm still trying to figure out why Sky Sports was talking to Kaepernick, but we'll get into that next hour. And speaking of quarterbacks, Dak Prescott still doesn't have a deal. He wants money. But the Dallas Cowboys are still the most highly valued sports franchise in North America, especially by NFL teams, got everybody beat by leaps and bounds. And so if you missed the first hour of the show, all you got to do is hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Thank you to everybody listening live on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody who has a smart speaker. All you have to do is ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. You know, we've been through so much about the quarterbacks. And then we talked about Justin Jefferson because he has to be on the receiving end of passes from Sam Darnold. It's time to give you, I feel, what is like a daily update on another guy in the NFL, Brandon Ayuk, the man who spent the entire offseason trying to figure out whether or not he wants to leave the 49ers, whether the 49ers want him, whether or not he wants to be traded. He's rejected trades from the New England Patriots. He has rejected trades from going to the Browns. And now, as it stands today, it's been said that Brandon Ayuk has choices. That's what everybody in life wants, right? You want some choices. Brandon Ayuk can go to the Steelers, where there apparently is a framework for a trade that the 49ers and Steelers have agreed to, or he could stay in San Francisco, where apparently the 49ers have just offered him a new contract extension. And so it appears that he's likely wanting more than about $30 million per year. And if you're the 49ers and you're a team competing for a championship and you got to pay Brock Purdy, then every dollar and every cent counts. And so Brandon Ayuk will probably have to settle for a little bit less to get paid and still compete for a championship, or just go to, I don't know, Pittsburgh and maybe make as much money as he possibly can. It's a wild situation for a guy who requested a trade, has turned down two of them, has rejected contract extensions, and has openly been on social media complaining about his current status. Like, dude, do better, please. A matter of fact, Ian Rappaport, he was on YouTube earlier today, and he was actually giving us the latest juice between what the hell is going on with Brandon Ayuk and these decisions he refuses to make.
Significant update, I would say, in the Brandon Ayuk situation. Here's where it all stands, as things have gotten a little bit spicy. Sources say the Steelers and the 49ers have agreed to terms on a trade. They have agreed to compensation, and the Steelers are in a good place on Brandon Ayuk's contract. That does not mean the trade is done. Does not mean the trade is done. It simply means if the 49ers say yes, then it is done. That part has not happened yet, but the deal is in place. Meanwhile, the 49ers have made an offer for Brandon Ayuk to keep him there on a long-term extension. He has not accepted that yet. The fact that he has not accepted that yet means it is simply not enough, and the 49ers are not there yet. So there are now dual paths for the 49ers. There's the potential trade with the Steelers, then there's the potential contract extension with Brandon Ayuk. Neither thing is done. That is why we are in absolute limbo for Brandon Ayuk.
What? How much longer is this going to go on? Hickey, when did we have Filippone on last week?
That's like Wednesday? Around there?
Basically, almost exactly a week. At that point in time, you know, he had already reported that the framework of a deal was there and that they were going to make the trade. And here we are a week later. And so, I mean, at this point in time, like, can Brandon Ayuk just make a decision? Can he show up and make a choice? Like, what's all this huffing and puffing about? Like, we've said this for months. This man has bluffed and bluffed. They don't want me. Oh, please trade me. Oh, send me to Washington. Do this for me. And now it's sitting in front of you. Like, make a choice. Like, make a decision. Your agent probably told you to put all this stuff on social media and try to force their hand. Well, now you got options. Make one. You want to make a little less money? And I get it. The NFL is volatile. It's not a dollar or a cent that's guaranteed if they're not sending it to you today. But do you want to stay in San Francisco? Do you want to potentially go to another NFC championship game? Do you want to compete for Super Bowls? Or do you want to go out to the Steel City? Now, I love Pittsburgh, okay? I love it. I love the whiskey place they got there. I can occasionally have that sandwich that will clog my arteries. You know, I love it. It's people like football, too. I love it out there. You want to share the ball more with Pickens? Wide receiver one and wide receiver one? You want that? I get it. You got to share the ball with a lot of people out in San Francisco, but at least you win. Do you want to be on the receiving end of passes from Russell Wilson and Justin Fields? There's no guarantee that, well, necessarily both of them, I doubt, will be there next year. You don't know what it looks like. Do you just want to get paid? You can't do all that talking and not just make a decision. And so now it's time for the rubber to hit the road. Are you A, going to stay in San Francisco, get paid, and try to win? Or are you going to go to the Steelers? And yes, they're an iconic organization, but they are not a team competing for a championship right now. They're just a team trying to figure out who their quarterback is going to be, and that's the guy who throws you the ball. And so, Brandon, you do us a favor. Figure out something and do it soon. I don't take the Steelers as a team that just messes around. Give it by the end of this week, the Steelers will be like, nah, forget it. And Hickey, I ain't joking. This is Mike Tomlin. Mike Tomlin made it very clear, one of his most famous quotes he's ever said is, we do not want, what did he say, prisoners? Did he say prisoners? We want volunteers. Whatever he said that he doesn't want people who don't want to be there. He wants people who want to be there. And if you don't want to be a Steeler, then stay in San Francisco. Figure it out. It's simple. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I could tell you somebody who surprisingly has made a decision. I haven't heard this guy's name in a long time. And speaking of the Steelers, that's the last time we saw this dude play. Martavis Bryant is back. What? The Washington Commanders have given this guy a contract. I know time flies. It feels that you've probably seen him play over the past few seasons. No, you haven't. This man has not played since 2018. Hickey, if you told me that he was playing, I don't know, 3 years ago, I'd be like, yeah, I saw him. How the hell could this guy have been gone for 6 years?
Crazy. I have no idea. It does feel like not that long ago he was playing. And I don't know, you know, I guess he's been training enough for 6 years to be back in shape. But it is like, if he makes the roster, that is truly one of the more impressive feats to have. To go 6 years without playing football and then be in good enough shape to make it?
So good for him. Yeah, it's crazy. The Washington Commanders are giving him a look. He is going to be 33 years old in December, which is crazy to think about. He's going to be 33 years old in December. He's still tall. He's 6'4". I would assume that's one of the reasons that the Commanders are giving him a look. And it's kind of crazy. Dan Quinn, he pretty much answered the question. The new head coach of the Commanders answered why the hell they're bringing this guy in, even though he hasn't caught a pass in the NFL since 2018.
Martavis has a really cool skill set. He's got size and length and the ability to use him in the red zone. So when you see him today, you'll definitely be, he'll stand out. He looks like a, you know, linebacker playing wide out.
Okay. Hey, Hickey, Plaxico Burress wasn't available. They just want tall wide receivers, right? They just want giant guys out there.
Terrell Owens is still working out, right? I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my God. The T.O. still looks like. Is T.O. working out? Whew.
Yeah, you're right. Stupid.
Oh, my God.
He looks like he's 28.
That dude is probably sitting around doing sit-ups right now. Does he do sit-ups before and after dinner?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Eats nails for dinner.
Or like, there was a commercial. A Slash was eating nails. Cordell Stewart, he had a whole commercial just sitting down eating nails. Wow. Yeah, we'll see what Martavis Bryant can do. I still can't believe he's been out of the league for six seasons. And you know what? It's not just Dan Quinn who was bigging him up. Martavis Bryant actually spoke to the media, and he talked about this chance that he's getting to restart his NFL career. Take a listen. He said what he's willing to do.
Whatever they need me to do, man. Just trying to get back and get better. You know, learn every day. Learn from my coaches. Learn from my teammates. And, you know, see Scott's limit.
That's what everybody says, right? Everybody says that they're going to be willing to do this and willing to do that until it's actually time to do it. Let's think about it. Look, I just told you about another wide receiver in Brandon Ayuk. This man has been on the internet complaining for months. And now he has the opportunity in front of him, and now he can't push the button as to which one he wants to do. It's like the Matrix. Hickey, here's a pop quiz. I don't know. Is it the red pill or the blue pill? Do you remember?
No, I don't. So let's say the red one.
You've never seen the Matrix?
That'd be correct.
Okay. Well, you've gotten on an elevator before, right?
I have.
Like making a choice. You going to go up or you going to go down? Depends on where you want to go, right?
That's it, yeah.
It's like going to dinner or, you know, going to a wedding. Do you want the steak or do you want the chicken? Everybody has to make tough decisions. But you can't run your mouth forever about the decisions, and then when it's finally there, you get cold feet. I mean, this is no different than, how about this? Hassan Reddick, okay? This man actually did. He showed up one time with the New York Jets, that opening press conference when he was traded there. He's telling everybody, yeah, I'm going to do whatever it takes, and I'm looking forward to this, and I can't wait to play here and do this. And then he asked for a trade? Come on, man. All semantics. Is he asking for a trade, or is his agent trying to push him to leave? There's just things that you can't predict. Whatever happened to honoring your word? And I get it. This is professional sports. You got to get what you can get while you can. If you're an NFL player, man, being in the NFL is nothing but a meat grinder. Chew you up and spit you out. Get your money. But is there not a way to do it where you're not, I don't know, lying, being strong-armed? Can't be honest? You got to create leverage by using the internet, I guess, right? Everybody else does it. Go online, act like a jerk, try to get what you want, complain, whine. It's just the way of the world. Hickey, we'd be a much better planet if, I don't know, should we have integrity or IQ test for social media usage?
Oh, if we did, the usage is going to go down swiftly.
Integrity and intelligence testing?
I mean, what would you say, if at least 50% of users on social media be kicked off?
Yeah, they would. The world might be a better place. I guess these negative people, they'd have to find something to do positive with their lives, right? Maybe.
Get a job. Get a life. Oh, be productive.
Ouch. 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 Damn, Hickey. Ouch. Do you want to elaborate? Go ahead.
No, I have no one in mind, but, you know, okay, we do see how toxic social media is, and it's very easy to be negative and pile on and talk like a tough guy behind a keyboard.
Okay.
That, you know, or also be ignorant on things and not have to look it up and just say whatever you want and no one checks you. So,
Oh my God. The internet is such a terrible place. It is, Hickey.
So when you want to, if you want to institute an integrity policy, mass exodus coming.
You know what? Speaking of negativity, you know, one of the first things I opened up X, which Elon Musk, he called it Twitter last night, by the way.
He did. He slept, huh?
Yeah, he called it Twitter. He went through the whole rebranding just to call it something that he tried to rip apart. There's negativity here and just things that this is a terrible place. Anyway, there's Stephon Marbury apologizing for, I guess, comparing or saying LeBron is not in the category of Michael Jordan. Is that negative? That counts, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we can include that. Yeah.
Yeah, Marbury's defending himself for his opinion because you put your opinion online and people will rip you to shreds. There is an image of a cheerleader from Tennessee that I cannot share or will not discuss.
Oh, boy. Okay. So hot start here.
There's another message about Marbury and LeBron James. I'm just looking for all the negativity. And I'm pretty sure. Oh, this is a woman, the Algerian boxer, who unfortunately people are saying, and I don't know her gender. They say she's a woman, but she can't pass. I don't know. Hickey, negativity everywhere. I don't know.
That's a topic where there is a lot of opinions and a lot of negativity.
You see, Hickey, we haven't even had that conversation here because there's no way to know. Like, what is... Can anybody say anything specific about it? I don't know. Like, you hear so much. They say she's a woman, but she failed a test, and I don't know.
I don't know.
When we get more details, maybe we'll talk about it, right?
You know what? Those are three words that people need to say more often.
What?
I don't know.
No, everybody's an expert.
You don't have to pretend.
I have no issue saying, I think we should have women in women's sports and men in men's sports. I think most people, wouldn't most people agree with that, right? I think. Consensus, what do you think?
I would say so, yeah. I think it's a opinion.
But the thing is, nobody is like 1,000,000% certain, 100% certain, so why light fires and fan flames when, you know, we don't have all the answers? I don't know. If we get all the answers, then we can talk about it. Anyway, there is your Hickey. That was a bad idea to scroll through the internet. What a terrible idea that was.
Just
it?
Proved our point.
It proved the point exactly. And we got people sitting around just wasting their day arguing with strangers about things. Maybe that'll change the world, all the negativity on the internet. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about something positive for Jerry Jones. And no, CeeDee Lamb didn't show up to work. I'm going to tell you what's positive for this man's pocket. On the other side of the break, the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Doors take us to summers away. Or winter adventures. And afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Listen as Selenia tells us why she chose to vaccinate her daughter.
I definitely felt like the pros far outweighed the cons, the diseases that I am protecting my child against. They're still here. And at the end of the day, it's my job as a mother to keep my child safe.
Talk to your child's doctor and learn more at whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, I want you to think. I want you to have an opinion. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to disagree. As long as you're thinking something, that's all that matters. That's it. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Right before we went to break, I told you about a few people with, they got decisions to make. You know, Brandon Ayuk is trying to figure out, you know, whether or not he wants to be a Steeler or whether he wants to stay with the 49ers. Martavis Bryant, haven't heard that guy's name in forever. He hasn't played in the NFL in 6 years. Could have fooled me. Told me he played 3 years ago. He's getting a look with the Washington Commanders, and they have to figure out whether or not, you know, they want to keep him on the team. And does he still have it? He's about to be 33 years old. One thing you can't teach is size, and that's 6'4". Yeah, that's a big-ass wide receiver. Red zone target. Why the hell not? I would want Jaden Daniels to have a big old target in the red zone. Of course, of course. And speaking of, the NFC East team, earlier today we learned, I think we knew this already, but the Dallas Cowboys, they happen to be the most valuable sports team. The Dallas Cowboys, according to Sportico, are now worth $10 billion. They're the first sports franchise to go over the $10 billion mark, the Dallas Cowboys. Yep. The team that hasn't won a championship since, the 95 season, which means they won it in 96. This is the same team that Jerry Jones bought in 1989. For about $140, $150 million bucks, and now they're worth $10 billion. Let me say that again. He bought the team for approximately $140 million, $150 million. The team is now worth $10 billion. The next closest team behind him in the NFL rankings? The Los Angeles Rams. Oh, the team. There's a reason why Jerry Jones wanted to move them to L.A., by the way. $7.7 billion. The New York Giants. $7.6 billion. Golden State Warriors are worth $8.2 billion. The New York Yankees, they're right there. $8 billion as well. Is Jerry Jones focused in on winning championships, or is Jerry Jones focused in on making money? Because it is pure genius what he's been able to do with the Dallas Cowboys. Genius! From the new Dallas Cowboys Stadium out in Arlington to Jerry's World out in Frisco. I mean, the guy has a practice facility that high school students can use with stands. Like, they do training camp out in Oxnard, California. Dallas Cowboys, I don't want to say they sell tradition, but they sell tradition the best way that they can. They can't go back 100 years like the Yankees do. But they sell glitz and glamour. And Hickey, this sounds terrible, and I think we've already reached the point. Whenever Jerry isn't the mouthpiece of this team, whenever he isn't around to throw his weight and just talk and be the mascot, am I wrong to think the Dallas Cowboys are just going to, like, the blueprint is there, the template is there. I just have a feeling they're really going to hit the skids. What do you think?
Hit the skids, like, meaning, like, valuation-wise and, like, their, you know,
I think a
attention?
Lot. Yes, I think a lot of it, he has really set a template for how teams across the country can kind of generate revenue and grow money. So the Miami Dolphins have grown in valuation, partially because they have renovated, you know, Hard Rock Stadium, which has gone through a million different names. And they even have utilized it by building, you know, part of the F1 racetrack around it. Here in Atlanta, we have moved the stadium, or at least where the Braves used to play from Turner. We have moved the Braves from the middle of the city. They have their own plot of land, kind of out in the suburbs a little bit. And they have a little bit of shopping and food and malls. They have an entertainment value, a venue where they can make this money. The Warriors, upon having success, yeah, they moved from Oakland. At least they're still close by. They moved to the other side of the bay. And so I think there's a blueprint as to how to make money and raise the valuation and own the venue and make the city pay for it and slap a million other things onto it. Like, he's made that blueprint. Like, how much more is there for the Dallas Cowboys to do besides, I don't know, finally win something? And so he is such a mascot, and it is such, I don't want to say it's overinflated, because he just hypes it up. He's done an excellent job selling the team. And whenever he is no longer selling the team, just verbally on the radio, on TV, and hyping people up, I think the quote-unquote air is going to be out of the balloon. I think they're going to be one of the most valuable properties, yes. But I think some of the luster and shine is going to be gone.
I think you're 100% right. I think you're 1,000,000% right. Like, Jerry will go down, maybe in terms of the NFL, the best marketer, the best businessman to ever impact the league. Like, just like you, with what you said, with his innovations, with how he always makes sure the Cowboys are in the news. I saw something this week, I forget who published it, but it was like the highest search team in each country.
Oh,
and
on.
By far and away, the Cowboys were the highest search team in most of these countries. He does a great job at putting them in the news, I would say, to, you know, that hurts the team from winning, but at the same time, gets some attention to where, yeah, whenever Steven does now truly take over, be the face, he does not seem controversial. He does not seem interested in the business of marketing the Cowboys based on what he says, but instead marketing the Cowboys on the wins they have on the field.
He's a master salesman. Like, how many owners can you remember in sports history? And of course, media has changed over the years. But Jerry Jones is part NFL owner, part carnival barker, part salesman. He is just, he does it all. And whenever he is not going to do it or be able to do it, I think some of their attention is going to take a massive hit. This guy has been one of the loudest owners in sports since the day he got the team and just said, hey, Tom, you're fired. This is like almost 40 years now, pushing it. And he's just been at the forefront of everything. All they haven't done is win. I mean, you think about some of the most bombastic owners in sports. Okay, we had George Steinbrenner. George is no longer here. And, I mean, there's still Yankee fans who ache and yearn, I don't know, for one of, well, he only has one son left running the team now, to just come through and just fire everybody. It don't work that way. The Yankees are in a different era with Steinbrenner gone. I assume the Cowboys, man, whenever he's gone, Jerry, they're going to be in a different space. I couldn't even tell you, is there another owner that comes to mind that just is loud and bombastic? I only think about the two of them. If I got to think about the past, I don't know, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, is anybody else?
I mean, in a literal sense, Steve Ballmer's loud.
Oh, my God.
And yeah. Fired up and bombastic. Does he move the needle the way Jerry Jones does? No. Not in close.
Clippers would be an also-ran forever. Wow. Marco Belletti, is there another owner that you can think about over the past 20, 30, 40, 50 years? I feel like it's these two. And, of course, they were friends. They even started a hospitality business between the Yankees and the Cowboys. I don't even know if there's another owner that steps into that space.
I don't know if it's quite to that, but maybe Mark Cuban. He's a guy that definitely moves the needle. I don't know if it's quite to the Jerry Jones, George Steinbrenner, but Cuban is one that definitely stands on his own, I would think, more than the other owners do.
Yeah, very much. And that's not saying that's a slim group. And so it's not a shock. Look, this man, he said he ain't never selling the Cowboys. I don't blame him. What is he selling the Cowboys for? His kids, his family? I guess that'd be the only way. Hey, we're going to sell the team for $10 billion. Everybody gets a bill. I think everybody'd be happy with that. But, I mean, damn it, you might as well keep the asset for the family. It's not like they're going broke or they're going poor. What are they going to do? Cash out and do what with $1 billion? I have no idea.
It's just a question of do they have, and obviously he does. If he's got Steven there, if you want to keep running it, the reason to sell at this point with that much money is just because you don't want to do it. That's the only reason. You want to sit on your yacht and you want to drink your pina colada and you don't want to deal with anything. I don't blame you if that's the case. But if you actually want to do the work, there's really no reason. It's not like it's ever going to go down in value.
No, there's no reason. They're going to cash. Like, what would you cash out and do what? You got to find something to do. And whatever you do is probably not going to be as successful as the property that you're sitting on right now.
100%. But if you're cashing out, it's because you're done. You're going to the island, and that's it. It's over. You're not coming back. No one's going to know from you. That's it. It's over.
Look, Jerry is, what, how old? 81, 2, 3?
Forget Jerry, because, I mean, at that age,
there's nothing to do.
Whoa.
Be nice now. Be nice.
I'm being serious. I'm being realistic, though. Yeah. Like, 83, you're cashing out because you can't. Not because you want to go, you don't want to do anything, you just can't do no more.
Maybe he wants to give the greatest gift to his family. No, right now.
No, that's not, no. I don't think that's in there.
No.
But if you're Steven,
be nice.
Like if you cash out, if you're his son at some point, whenever you're in charge, that might just be to say, you know what, the last 20 years of my life, I'm living on an island and I don't want to deal with the headache.
You don't think that there's a kind of language that would prevent him from doing so?
I think they would prevent him while Jerry is still with us.
I don't know, but listen. I think
once Jerry's gone, there is no language that you can put that I could prevent him from doing whatever he wants.
I think there'd be a line of succession there before they just say, hey, I'm going to offload this to Jerry Jones' most hated rival, the other oil salesman guy from Arkansas. You know, I think
can you do that? Is that legal? Yeah, is that allowed?
Have you seen what happened with the Bensons and the Saints? This guy tried to keep the team away from the family and the wife and the listen. This stuff gets real.
Yeah, I don't know if you can you put in writing like you can't sell to these people. Is that allowed?
You can certainly leave to where you leave the team to. You can do that.
That's for sure.
Yeah, listen, man. If you really take a step back, there's probably multiple open cases right now in professional sports. Of a succession plan. And this daughter doesn't get part of the team, and this ex-wife doesn't touch the team, and this person doesn't. It gets messy. You know what? If I were an author, I'd write a book about it. But I'm not. I'm not. What's that guy? Is he even still here? Is Maury still make them shows? Maury Povich? You're not the father? Does he still do that?
I don't know. Does he still have that show?
I think he's still here.
Yeah, I don't know about I was going to say, I think he's with us. I don't know if the show's with us anymore.
I know Jerry Springer is gone.
Right. Right. Yes.
Now,
right,
is thank you, Nick.
just to throw it out there, you know, we're not.
Rest in peace to Jerry Springer. But Maury Povich, we don't know what he does.
I don't know if the show is still active. I'm unaware. I'm a little behind on my daytime,
Hickey,
whatever that
was. Hickey, that was social media before we got social.
That it was.
This man made a whole living. A whole living. This man spent 10 to 15 years of his senior life sitting around telling people they're not the father of somebody else's kid. What a world we live in.
I just looked it up. The show ended on September 8th, 2022, after
COVID.
31 seasons.
Damn.
5,545 episodes.
No, I thought you were going to say DNA test. Oh, my God.
Well,
if
sure you'd
have said
enough.
That the show ended in 2006, I'd have been like, okay.
Oh, my God. 2020, we're coming up on the 2-year anniversary.
COVID put Maury Povich out of business. How about that?
2022. No, he survived through COVID.
No, I mean, in 2020, I guess he'd be a hot commodity.
He didn't get out from the other side. He got through most of it. He didn't come out completely on the other side.
No, but you would think after people were stuck in the house for a year, year and a half, you would think that there'd be a lot of, well, maybe if you don't get out the house, you can't dispute, you know.
Right. There's less questions.
There's less questions. I've been stuck in a house with you for 9 months, unless you've been, anyway. It's the JR Sportly Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. And speaking of questions, we're going to take a break when we come back. We had a lot of questions about what the hell was going to happen with Michigan. What's happening with Sharon Moore? What's happening with Jim Harbaugh? Is he going to go back as honorary captain? Well, we got answers because Sharon Moore, he spoke to the media today. We'll hear from him on the other side. And then we'll even talk to Fernando Ramirez from the Sporting Tribune. We'll ask him about Harbaugh next hour because he covers the Chargers. We got a lot to do.
Christy Pierce-Rampone here, former member of the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team and 3-time gold medalist, 2-time World Cup champion, and part of the 99 team that won the Women's World Cup, igniting passion for soccer everywhere. And like Amazon Prime, I'm a lot of things beyond what I'm best known for. I'm a girl mom to 2 teenagers, a dog mom too, an entrepreneur, a TV commentator, and I use my Prime membership pretty much every day for so many things. I am known for being quick and crafty on the soccer field, and I am definitely crafty at home, especially digging in with the girls' school projects. And I rely on Amazon Prime to have what we need and get it to us with the speed I am used to. With every change of season, I love to decorate our home. And where do I get ideas and the goods? Prime, of course. Not to mention with all the great streaming options, it's a total gold medal experience. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever you're into. That's Amazon.com/Prime.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. You can find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Right before we went to break, talked to you about the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah, CeeDee Lamb doesn't have a contract yet. Extension. Dak Prescott doesn't have a contract yet. Extension. Michael Parsons doesn't have a contract extension yet. But the Dallas Cowboys are the most valuable sports franchise on planet Earth, having now exceeded a $10 billion valuation. Nobody else is in the $10 billion space. Just the Dallas Cowboys. And we'll see what happens over the next several weeks, the next several months. Either way, Jerry Jones will keep us up to date and informed on everything because Jerry Jones, he can't help himself. And I did tell you that there was, I can't remember there ever being a more bombastic, loud, you know, mouthy owner like Jerry Jones, just George Steinbrenner, who's no longer here with us. And that actually kind of bumped this up into my memory bank. The Yankees, I don't want to say they're in the Cowboys space. The Yankees last won a championship in 2009. The Dallas Cowboys last won a championship in calendar year 1996. And the Yankees, man, they keep trying and trying and trying. A couple of weeks ago, they traded for Jazz Chisholm, picked him up from the Marlins. This man already has a UCL injury, damaged his elbow, trying to slide in the home plate yesterday as the White Sox smacked up the Yankees 12-2. White Sox can't win a baseball game worth a damn, and they just annihilate the Yankees. And now it appears that Jazz Chisholm, who's batting more than higher than 300, hit a bunch of home runs for the Yankees, looks like he's going to be unavailable. For how long, we have no idea. Yankees can't catch a break. They can't. Let's see what happens. Maybe the starting pitching, we'll get it together. 855-212-4227. Speaking of getting together, I mentioned this last break as well. Is Michigan, are they going to be a you-know-what show for the next, I don't know, several years? I feel like this entire football season for Michigan, and I know they're in the top 25 of the AP, and people are looking at them to not necessarily compete for a championship, but still be a very good team under Sharon Moore. But there's so much more attention on Moore and the former coach and Jim Harbaugh that there's not a lot of attention to what's actually going on the field, and it's just a massive distraction. Sharon Moore could be penalized even further for deleting text messages with Connor Stallions, the guy who was like the spy for Michigan. Jim Harbaugh has basically been suspended by the NCAA, even though he doesn't work for them anymore. He's not under their jurisdiction, I should say. And, I mean, even last week, it looked like we got a little salt in the wound as it was announced that Jim Harbaugh would show up for the first game as Michigan's honorary captain. And it's like, hey, what a way to buck the system and just throw it in everybody's face. And then we learned a few things today. One, if you take a listen to Sharon Moore, when it comes to the text messages, he doesn't sound like a man who's worried. A matter of fact, he said, I can't wait for my messages to be released. Listen to this.
Can you say anything about what you want to say about the text messages?
I'll just say this, is that I look forward to them being released. And that's it.
Oh, okay. We need an answer. Why did you delete the messages? That's the first part. And then when it came down to Harbaugh, we got word today that he will not be honorary captain to help open up the season. Sharon Moore basically said we made that decision in January, and now Jim Harbaugh is going to focus in on the Chargers. Listen to this.
It's really to honor him of what he's done for Michigan. I mean, came back for 9 years and took us to where we are now. So it was really to honor him. It was nothing besides that. And you know, yesterday he called me, told me that didn't feel that he could leave his team in true Coach Harbaugh fashion and wanted to be in the foxhole with his team and not want to make it look like he was taking a deep, long bow. So he's not going to make it for the game, but we're going to have some of our guys that are there, and then Jack and Jackie Harbaugh are going to take his place. So super excited about that.
Oh, that's sweet. His parents are going to show up. Hickey, that's nice. Are they going to – they should come out like Stone Cold Steve Austin. Right? Like they should have FU shirts on and drinking beer and screw you NCAA. They should come out rebellious. They should.
You know what? I can't say it's out of the realm of possibility because Jim gets that craziness from somewhere, right?
Yeah, he gets it from his daddy. I just think, and I didn't expect it. It was, that would have been too much. That would have been very boxing-esque. That would have been WWE-esque, right? No, that is like Stone Cold Steve Austin, right? A guy gets suspended from a place that he no longer works at, but he's going to show up and stick it to you to show you that, hey, you suspended me, but I still came out on top. That sounds like a WWE storyline.
You're right, and we never see universities act the way Michigan's acting. It's in one way jarring, but another way you kind of respect it.
Yeah, but you don't want to be a joke, right? I mean, who wins a national championship? And then the very next season, they're just a bleep show. Right? Like, who has said anything? There's been more uttered about Jim Harbaugh, who's not even there, than anything having to deal with this upcoming season. Nothing. Zero. Have you heard anything? Are you hearing things?
No. No, I'm not. But does that have to do with... I would say it's more like the NCAA's fault because of their lack of punishment. Like, this is also like a one-in-a-lifetime sort of event that we've seen with this cheating. Like,
but this is how they operate. When it takes you 4 years to investigate things, I mean, we're gonna have punishments. Like, Hickey, that's like me saying something terrible here on the air, and they go, we got to suspend JR. And they suspend me 4 years, and I'm gone. Like, what's the point of that? Who does that? The NCAA does it. Ass backwards place, man.
Very much so.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll talk more about Harbaugh next hour, especially as Fernando Ramirez joins us from the Sporting Tribune. Because he's in the news like he's sticking around with them Chargers. But what exactly are they doing? Like, they've dealt with injuries. They've dealt with players who have departed. It feels like they are still the other L.A. team, even though Harbaugh is in the building. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about a guy who was one of his former players. He wants back in to the NFL. His name? I'll tell you on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show. Don't move.